school this morning at Kippering. How are you, Paddy?
I'm very quiet. Morning, Peter.
Oh, that's a change.
Yes.
We like the new Paddy. See if you can keep it up.
Okay, but I'm at a bird hide. I'm at the Hercules Road School at Kippering.
Hercules Road?
Yeah. And they've got a bird hide here, which is where you sort of hide behind and watch the birds. They're overlooking a dam, and we've been watching all sorts of wildlife and birds. Great.
Jeez, these schools are good these days, aren't they?
Aren't they incredible?
Can you compare to what we used to have to put up with?
Oh, that's right. This is a wonderful school. It's got a huge environmental program. I've got one of the students here who's in grade 7, Matthew. Matthew, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are birds we've been watching? We've been watching chestnut tails with the ibises and some moorhens and a couple of wood ducks. The ducks are pretty, weren't they? And the males are the pretty ones, aren't they?
Yeah. The males got all the colour and the females just lay brown.
And how much area have you got here that's just sort of a natural environmental area?
Got about 5 acres and 2 hectares.
And you've got trees everywhere. And do you know what? Planted a tree before I came on here, Peter. I planted a water gum.
Oh yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess when the teachers have had enough of the kids, they send them down to the bird hide, don't they? You kids so. Down to the bird hide.
We've got projects down here and all sorts of things. The art class is coming down next semester, I believe, to do some projects down here. And all the trees that are in the area are all marked and so on with the proper botanical names and the common names. And I planted a water gum. I hope it grows all right. Now, what else do you use this area for? You've got lots of animals and wildlife in the actual dam, haven't you, Matthew?
Yeah, we use it to keep the habitat for animals and the science for our classrooms.
Lots of frogs?
Yeah, we've got 30 different species. And we've got about 50 and more different types of birds.
Right, we've got tadpoles and turtles and all sorts of things. And you've actually found a koala a couple of months ago here, so now you've planted koala trees, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would want to wag school these days.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. It's wonderful. So, if we just go over to the bird hide, here, come with me, Matthew, and we'll just have a peer through these flats again, because they've got flats sort of like a 20-foot partition, about 6 foot high, with flats so that the kids of any height can see through.
Now, absolutely marvellous. Are they going to do a good morning, Peter, Nick, to get rid of the birds? Or, no, you can't do it down there. Well, could they whisper it at least?
Well, we could say that, I guess. But I'll just come over here to Ebony. And Ebony, just tell us quickly what you've got coming up for the long weekend in June here.
Well, at the long weekend, we've got the Antique Machinery Show. And it goes over the long weekend, and we've got a little mini fete with it
on the Sunday. That's right?
Yes.
So the Antique Machinery Show is here at Hercules Road at Kippering. Come along, have a look at the bird hide if you're allowed to. And this environment there has been here for the 20 years that the school's been established.
Surely.
So it's not a new trendy thing,
no.
At all in the environmental 80s. It's been here for a long time.
And the phones have gone absolutely mad. Apparently they're all saying, could you go to a bird hide every time you do a story, Paddy Beecham?
Oh, thank you. I can't be rude to you on here, but I'll get you, Mr. Dick.
Oh, you will do. Yeah. You will do. Now, can you do a good morning, Mr. Peter Dick, a quiet one or something?
Quiet, yes. Good morning, Mr. Dick. Good morning, Peter Dick. 1, 2, 3.
Good morning, Peter Dick.
Ah, yes. I'm being respectful of the birds there. Okay, Paddy. Starting to rub off on me. That was a good one.
Bye, Peter.
The Hercules Road School at Kippering. Oh, my goodness gracious me, at 27 past 7, right this morning.